Welcome to another episode of The Weekly Paradox. The Weekly Paradox is essentially a sneak peek into a weekly vision paradox check-in meeting. So today's episode is actually from the last meeting of 2022, which we held back in November 28th, 2022, because we take the entire month of December off. Essentially, this episode, this last check-in meeting, covers celebrating personal growth and healthier habits, reflections on the biggest wins of the year, lessons on patience and not being stupid, excitement about the upcoming interviews, projects, and new year. We're in 2023 now. It's been one heck of a year. And farewells and wishes for the holidays and new year. So, pretty excited for this one. It's crazy listening to this and editing it in May, which is almost like halfway into 2023, just to see how much things have grown. Hope you guys are ready. Let's hop on in. Last meeting of 2022. Hello, everyone who happens to be listening. I'll start. Oh, fuck. Maybe I shouldn't have. What am I grateful for, I guess, this year? Fuck. That we're still here and that the team is still here. Grateful for Max, I say, like, accepting the whole polyamory thing with me. And then learning the different types of lessons of that type of relationship. Yeah. Most of my grateful. I'm grateful that Jordan is growing up healthy, happy, and very empathetic and such a kind kid. Not a little asshole like I was.
He can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he wants to troll you.
Yeah, when he's trolled. Jordan only trolls me with sports. So I was like, oh, look at the Lakers, Dad. And I'm like, oh, look at those Lakers. Ah. Okay, biggest win of the year. Man, I really wish I brought up my calendar. I'd say one of the biggest wins of the year is probably Temper Tantrum getting to open up for that K-pop group. And we had one rehearsal to get that friggin' routine ready. I'd say the other one is probably us getting to perform for PBS this year. And that's a paid gig, which I did not know it was going to be. But they're like, here, is this much okay? Excuse me, like, cool.
We're getting paid.
So yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's like, those are the big ones, the kind of big highlights. Oh, Max fucking finally being here. God damn. So biggest lesson of the year. Man. Lesson of the year. It sounds much harder now that with the context of trying to say for the whole, a blanket statement for the whole year is very hard. Biggest lesson of the year is, I'd say, oh yeah, don't do your best, do what is required. So, because sometimes your best fucking sucks. And to get to the where you want to go, you need to do what is required, which is oftentimes more than your best. So do what is required.
Plus ultra.
Go beyond plus ultra. So what am I excited about this week? I am excited / anxious about we have this TV show. We have to do this producer rehearsal. So the producers have to watch us and then they give us feedback. So I'm like hoping that we have a good, I think the routine is great. Things that I'm worried about is music, because it's copyrighted music and you know how that can be a little tough. So they haven't said anything, but yeah, I think it's an interesting routine. What did I complete last week? I personally think I focused a lot on the reaction stuff last week because a lot of stuff, God damn this K-pop scene, but like, like a lot of new shit dropped that goddamn week, so I had to, for me, I focused on that because that part of like that business is, I don't know, I'm air quoting, but because it's an actual thing, it's actually earning money. It's not a pretend thing or like I'm playing with Monopoly money, but that part is actually growing really well. I guess that's one of the wins too, I guess, is like I hit the $500 milestone that I've for in terms of earnings for YouTube, which is not a lot for some, but like I dabbled so much and experimented so much with YouTube ever, like those, anyone who's listening is like, eventually you find your own thing that kind of hits. So I feel like I'm finally hitting that stride. So I kind of wanted to stay on that momentum. What am I currently working on this week? I'm going to be filming with stuff. So yeah, filming that stuff.
I'm gonna try to send it to you, Camila, before the end of the week. this is technically the last work week, and yeah, reviewing like some of the podcast stuff that we've been working on hasn't been released. Like, there's a parent podcast we did, and let's see. Oh, and talking to another prospect client about just doing the video editing. There's simple talking head format stuff that they want us to do. What's getting in the way of completing the tasks or resources I need? It's not so much what do I need. I just think they just need to make a decision. I just need to go film. That's it. Random question of the week. What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with? Okay, for me, I for sure
dance off,
like, just imagine, because we have already, it's called the Olympics. But imagine that's how like people settled their differences. Like, oh no, you can't, like, I don't know, expand your land here. Yeah, bring your crew.
bring the best of the best.
Bring your A1. Where are they at? Just imagine.
Wait, who gets to bring the DJ though?
So, man, dance is universal. So you got to be able, like, no matter what, like, if it's whatever the style, they got to be able to get down. Like, anyone can get down to house music. Anyone can get down to breaking music. It's just like, you know, now, you know, imagine dance crews being a part of the government. It's the part of like the Department of Justice.
You're department. Would that include just like American types of, like, American forms of music, or would it include?
No, it would have to be all kinds of music, like whatever the style they have. Like, it has to be, one, universal enough. Two, it can be.
I want to see you like dance on Shabby. Like,
I have no idea. Yeah, I feel like I would be so bad, but yeah.
There's a genre of music that, like, it's the Egyptian form of freestyle. So it's the genre of music, and people literally freestyle it to it. But even the freestyle has like its own unique style. So, like, I don't know how you would, like, I want to see, like, you specially try to do it. It would be so funny.
Can we get a demo?
Yeah, can we get a demo?
Yeah, let's go.
This is audio only. No one's gonna see it.
Wink.
Max changes their mind. For me, no. I have to live for my wedding in 3 days. I'm not doing that shit again.
I have a question. While Rick, like, looks for the
video. While Rick gets ready for his performance.
Yeah, the justice system. I'm sending you the same way. Like, if I go to trial, do I have to dance my way to liberty? Like,
yes.
My way to liberty.
You have to battle the lawyer on the other end.
No.
And a whole jury.
Would you have to battle him, or like with the lawyer?
The lawyers have to battle him.
If it's like the people of Los Angeles versus Camila, it would have to be the top seven, top 10 breakers or top 10 whatever versus Camila. And it'd have to be, it'd be a one versus. No, if it was all of LA, it would be like, it would take too long. So they had to bring like the top five, top 10, you know, and you have to battle like for like 10 minutes. And 10 minutes is a long time.
Dude, I can't, like, 10 minutes running. Imagine like dancing. I can die.
Girls, you'd be like, pull up. Pull up.
I have a new, after last week, I have a newfound respect for dancers.
Oh.
You guys, like, it physically hurts. Like, I go to the gym 3 hours a day, and then I have, like, boxing practice at night. And this dancing for an hour physically hurts.
Should try four.
No, not how you're doing.
Yeah. Nine. 6 hour rehearsals.
We just giggle.
10 hours. Shut up, Rosie. We're dancing for 10 hours because you rehearsal for one thing and another rehearsal for the other thing.
Oh yeah, when we had to. Oh god.
And then you had to pick me up at the airport.
But it. Oh yeah. Oh, and I missed picking Max up from the airport because I was so tired from rehearsal.
I was literally just standing there like, hello.
Yeah.
Hello. All
right. You ready, Rick?
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, 8.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I ain't dancing. I'm sending you guys a link. I woke up for this, like, literally every single part of my bone is broken.
Ah.
Come on, bro. I join you.
Yeah, Camille will join you. So there's an event. Okay, we'll hop on to the next person. Okay, but there's an event that I would like to participate in. It's happening in LA, December 10th. It's called Soju Think You Can Dance.
My homie is the founder of that.
Which friend?
He goes by Atomic.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, Danny.
Yeah, Danny, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
yeah, he's doing that now with Quest Crew. And I was like, oh,
yeah. So yeah, he probably did. He probably hosted it in the East Coast, but he's bringing it to LA, yeah, thanks to Quest. So I want to enter it because I love the idea of.
I've always had that idea.
So because before you do each round, you have to take a shot of soju. And then, yeah. So you end up just doing drunk battling.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I like anything that incorporates drinking, to be honest. The end result is always awesome.
Because it makes the whole battling thing more fun, more relaxed, because there's some battle heads that are just like, I'm going to smoke you, son.
But it's like, no.
No, this one's like, no, I'm going
to hit it.
No.
I just need to drink until I think I'm Magic Mike. Then it's all downhill from there.
Please don't be freaked out, because this is literally like, it's at its purest.
Okay, we'll watch you like around it. So just because of audio, because if it's music, it's probably gonna echo into my mic. Okay, let's pass the ball off to Bernie.
So grateful for this year, I would say, would be the first time that I saw my team in a long time since the pandemic. So yeah, I think that's more than 2 years. I think that's the greatest, or that's something to be grateful this year. Yeah, what else? Going, flying back but failing, still something to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
This year, and biggest win I would say was the medals we got from the last competition, so biggest lesson for the year would be self-care. I would say emotional, physical, mental, everything. Self-care is really important. What am I excited about this week? I would say not this week, but the week after, or in December, because my family from the States is coming home, and we're going to do a 14-day drive to Bicol. So we're going to stop over different towns. Nice. Yeah. So it's a road trip. My dad, me, his sister, my cousin. So yeah. And my 82-year-old grandma who does CBD, she's part of the crew. Yeah.
Yes.
So
donor.
We're gonna ATV race, and she was like, I'm gonna team up with you. I know, I was telling her we might lose because I might get scared of rushing things. She might fall. She said I could tie a loop or something.
Yeah, I was gonna say, tie her to you.
It's true, but she's heavy. So I don't know. If she falls, I would fall there, which is gonna be crazy. But she got like wonderful idea, like pushing the others so we would win. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're on our way to win that battle.
Yeah,
I know. Complete last week, I would say scheduling, SEO, just the usual basic, or just the usual thing I'm doing. And working on, I would say I'm working on to complete like the rest of the schedules for December, and getting in the way, nothing. I just needed, can I get Christmas cards that I could send via email? Yep. For like our Christmas greetings, both for Tempered Antrim and VP. And fun and interesting alternatives to war. So I was thinking about open water swimming. We're going to battle. Yep. So it's crazy. Oh, like open water swimming, let's say like one country is battling the other. Let's see who goes there. So with all the elements, like the sharks and shit. So
oh, my God. Really, oh, my God.
Yes.
Jeez, dude. You woke up and chose violence today, didn't you?
She do. She's a judo instructor.
I just chose myself, I would say. I chose to be VPA. Yep. So, yeah, that's going to be my fun and interesting alternative to set peace. Because, yeah, all those who are at war, it's gonna be dead if that happens. So that's cool. So yeah,
Yeah.
That's going to be, imagine, like, me, I want to get your country. Okay, let's swim it off. Ending the shark's construction.
Let's swim it off. I'll be done, like, yeah. Oh, by the way, like, go ahead.
Go.
Yeah, no, the copy that you've been putting on some of the temper tantrum stuff has been great.
It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he thought I did. I'm like, no, that was Bernie.
Okay. Let's pass the. All right. Rick, you're up.
What am I grateful for this year? A lot, actually. I'm not the same person I was last year. There's a lot of changes, a lot of things that are healthier. My anger needs to get in check a little bit, but other than that, I'm actually really happy with the progress, despite the fact my father called me a failure 3 days ago.
Oh my gosh. But
no, that's just my father. Whenever New Year's comes close, tell me what you did this year. Tell me. And I can't tell him half the shit I did because half of it is fixing mistakes I did last year. But yeah, I'm really happy. This is like fourth month or the fifth month. I'm in the gym. I'm eating healthy for the last 8 months. I'm really happy with the results so far.
Hell yeah.
My work is, the projects I'm working on that I've been working on for the last year and a half are starting to actually show some fruit, and I'm really happy about that. So it's been a good year. Oh, and my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
Getting married in 2 days. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Finally.
Nice.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of scared there for a little bit. The guys that were coming to propose were actually crazy. The fact that someone like her for she's now married legally. Mm-hmm. Her husband is like now in the picture. The dude is literally the kindest person I've met. So
nice.
That's so important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I threatened the dude on like I hadn't met him that like except for 2 times before the engagement party, and like when I was going in and saying congratulations, I literally threatened him on his engagement party. I'm like, if you break my sister's heart, and like none of you have actually seen me angry, but when I get like just a little bit angry, people tend to get scared. It's one of the things that ends most of my relationships. But my mom and my sister were across the room. His face went so pale, like in 30 seconds, and I'm like, I've done my job here. My dad's not gonna do it. I have to be the person who does.
There's always got to be one.
Yeah.
At least one.
Yes.
Somebody.
Yeah.
The biggest win of the year. I'm healthy. I'm alive. Oh, by the time that this podcast comes out, I'll have won my yearly Deadpool and I'll have some money.
Yeah.
This and thing out of course, spite.
Yes. I used to hate this like last year, but this year it's like, this proves like this is like spitting in everybody's face who bet against me. So you can all go fuck yourselves. Yeah. Biggest lesson of the year. Be yourself, even if it pisses off the world. What am I excited about this week? My sister's wedding. A lot of people are angry that I didn't invite them to the engagement party, despite the fact it was just really close friends and family. So yeah, that and pissing off my parents. They started. I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's not my fault. I was minding my own shit. They're the people who started this. So I'm buying an apartment. I'm buying a new car and rubbing it in their faces. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm spending like $150,000 out of spite. This is not like the smartest move, but it's going to make me feel better about my life choices, and it's going to really rub it in their faces. And it's going to shut them up.
Self-care.
It's self-care.
You got, I'm pretty sure everybody, like, we don't have any white people in this chat, so I'm pretty sure everybody knows what judgmental parents are like.
Yes.
So, like, Middle Eastern, brown, Filipino.
Are you Filipino?
We all have.
The Latinos?
We all have that, like that parent, like, why aren't you an engineer? Why are you why do you work with YouTubers? Why are you a graphic designer? Why don't you have a house? Why aren't you married? Weird questions that make no sense to me.
I think Max's cousin's going through that right now, and they're calling her a demon child.
Oh my!
Thank you.
He wanted to move away to her friend's apartment, to her friend's house, 15 minutes away. Oh God.
What?
15 minutes away.
And
literally, she could do a cartwheel and she's back home.
And she can still help out.
And she can whatever. Still help out.
But, you know, she's being selfish.
Selfish and ungrateful.
My parents called me a demon child because of my kimono. Just because of my kimono. Which, by the way, this is also one of the biggest ones of the years. My kimonos. I'm really happy about this. Like, they feel so natural. It's really, really happy about this.
Oh, no,
it's a like fresh look, a dude.
Sexy calendar, bro.
Yeah. We need to have a VP calendar. I'm just reading in all his kimonos.
Okay, I'm doing this. I just bought a new camera. I am doing this.
it's recorded, man. Like you can take it back. Right.
It's gonna be your alter ego.
Oh god.
Give me until New Year's so I can like just shave everything but a mustache. And we're going with
he's going for the porn stash. He's going for the porn stash.
Do it. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one too. That's the name. Big that's Rick. The name. Big Rick.
Big Rick.
Big
Rick. You got Big Rick.
I am changing my username to that. Okay, what did I complete last week? Thumbnails, which I really am sorry for the delay. I spent like 36 hours this week without anything. Like there was a brownout that literally fried almost everything in the city. So it was like, try navigating in a city without any lights, no calls, no nothing.
Rosie? Welcome to my life. Welcome to my life.
We stayed home like for 2 days. Shout out to I know how you feel now. It sucks.
Rosie in New York in the middle of a blackout?
Yeah.
I was safely home in New Jersey when that happened. I've never been more grateful to be in New Jersey.
Hey, go ahead, Rick.
I'm saying stay home. There was a shit ton of accidents. And we're a small town, so like people like here in Egypt, if there's no rules to follow, we tend not to follow them.
That's everywhere.
Yeah,
we take it to a whole new degree. Like my friend has totaled 3 cars. They're not even like sports cars. They're like all like one's an old muscle car. One's a Verna, and one I'm not even sure what type of car it was. It was some Chinese car that I didn't know. And he was going like 200 miles inside the city with like he had a nitro tank in all of his cars that he like whenever like at 4 o'clock there's no cameras, no nothing, he just takes like one giant street like insanely fast, and every single time he ruins his cars. So like here we take the whole
Damn, how does he get out of his car? Does he get out like GTA, just fucking jumps out?
there was one time he wanted to do that. And it ended up like dude has had more broken bones, more fractures, more scars than anybody I know. And he still does it. Like, I get you want to be an idiot, but not to the point where you kill yourself.
That's
like, there are supposed to be limits.
Yeah, you want to keep living so you can keep being an idiot.
Yeah, if you want to be an idiot, try to live longer so you can keep being an idiot. Listen,
you have to be alive. I'm not a long time. What am I working on? I think there are a couple of thumbnails scheduled, so I'll start on those. Also, the New Year's post, I want to come up with something a little bit unique this year, and like how I left it last year. Yeah, I have to top myself. This is why I like designing and video editing and the whole social media thing. There are analytics. I can literally. It's like an exam for myself.
But speaking of that, Alex, have you seen the analytics on my end for the thumbnails I gave you?
It's been a couple of, I think it's been like 3 weeks since I've seen. Last time I looked, it was up.
That's fine. Because honestly, the stuff you've been doing has been like, people are loving it. So, especially with.
I'm not going to lie. I've been like seeing what works for other people and kind of like taking some of the style and just manipulating it so people don't say we copied it outright.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, because I've seen like people like Mr. Beast copycats, and it's like, this is literally the same thumbnail. You just put yourself in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like the whole, like, if I'm going to copy something, I'm going to copy the outline, not the design itself.
Yeah. So is that there that one quote, a great artist's steal, not copy?
Yes. The most important thing is not to get caught. and not to admit it on record. Which I just did.
You don't want to be a biter. You just want to look. You want to be a look-a-liker.
Think about it. Like every designer, every video editor, like even content creators now, even like the people who are in charge of captions and script writing, we all steal. We just change enough so we're like, it's like when people, like when Shanks was designed and then they did Guild Arts and Fairy Tail. Like, try not to, like,
You're right.
Yeah. Trun. There's a whole meme about that.
Yeah.
Like, when I saw, like, okay, I thought Zoro was the only one who went to other anime, guys. I'm getting off track. What's getting in the way of completing your, like, please take the new pictures. I really want, like, new stuff for the thumbnails. Like, now I'm using a lot of old stuff and, like, I know how busy you are, but just like 10 minutes, different poses, and just one pose where you're like,
we'll do it after this.
And you're confused. That's it. That's all I need.
Angry, confused.
And then the rest, like the same as before, but with the different hairstyles. Like, let your hair down.
My hair is down.
It is down.
I can't see. I'm not looking at you guys on my mobile. I can barely see anything.
That close up.
Do again.
Oh, okay. By the way, none of you realize my new glasses. I know they're not as different as my old ones, but none of you realize better glasses.
Bro,
You're this. Yeah, you're big on middle. My screen.
Especially because you're on vertical mode.
You're vertical.
Yeah. So you're getting.
What's a fun and interesting alternative way to war? Okay. If I'm going to choose like an alternative way to war, and this is something I've seen in a lot of manhwa, it's like instead of like a giant war, each team like does it gladiator style, like a miniature war where like the winner can't say anything. Like it's just like no weapons, just like primal, like spears and swords and shit.
It was like Hunger Games or Battle Royale kind of shit.
Yeah, but like in a Colosseum and people are like, they turn it into a sport. So that like it's not like it's bloody and everything and it has a purpose, but at the same time, like people like bloody shit. Like look at what we do in
like
MMA.
Dragon Balls. Like the new seasons of Dragon Ball.
Yeah, like Dragon Ball, yeah. It's one of the animes though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, the manga was a lot more like better than the whole tournament arc than the anime. The anime really, really was sucky.
The whole entirety of Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yes. Also, shit. Okay. I don't care. Kill the dude. My friend.
The mafia my guy friend, is doing mafia things.
Just, yeah.
No. I swear I'm not a mafia. For some strange reason, people call me like to convince them not to do something stupid. So my friend has a stalker, an ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
The dude's like a computer science specialist and like, outing someone in Egypt is dangerous. So thankfully, my friend's parents are really open-minded. They've been to multiple cities outside of Egypt. They've been to America. They've been to Britain. They've moved around a lot. So they don't really care. But the dude outed him to his parents. And my friend was a prostitute when he was younger. He like took old screenshots of old messages, like things that were deleted. I don't even know how he brought those to light and like sent them to their parents. And now my friends at... And he's not stopping. Like he literally sent my friend to say that like this is the tip of the iceberg, and like okay, that's not good. And now I'm like, the dude wants to kill him, and I'm like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. You need to calm down, and we'll probably figure. Like, I don't know what to tell him because it's getting like dangerous. Because my friend, like, if he outs my friend to anybody but his parents. People here aren't as tolerant as like towards that shit. Most people are open-minded in Cairo and Alex, but there is like a group of people that just hate anybody that's not traditional. It doesn't even have to be something like if you're dating a girl, that's not traditional for them and they'll make a scene. Hell, they'll even threaten you. They'll do shit that's scary. And if you're gay in Egypt, then that means the government has to get involved and it gets scary really fast.
Wow.
So my friend's leaving in 6 months and he can't have anything go wrong. And I don't know exactly what advice to give him because it's like the dude's obviously insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one advice for you, man. Get new friends, bro. Like, you're good play.
I swear, I'm not a trap.
You're just a magnet for these people.
People tell me their problems, like their darkest secrets. It's just one of the weird things that they do. I'm one of the people, the type of people who's literally okay with anything. I've seen everything. And I'm not joking. I've literally seen, there's very few scary things I haven't seen so far. I've been to war. I've seen a lot of crappy shit. I've seen how like just being gay in Egypt, being a girl in the wrong part of Egypt, how I've seen a lot of dark things. So when people tell me, they know that I'm not going to judge them, that I'm just going to give them advice. And if they need anything, if they need any support, anyone to back them up, even if it's a little bit dangerous, I'm okay with it.
Mm.
Besides, if I die, the debt pool goes to charity. I make sure of it. It's my last fuck you to my friend, to all my friends and family.
Yeah.
Nobody gets the money. The children.
They win.
Sorry, yeah, the children. This took a dark turn, but
yeah,
it's been something on the back of my mind for the last couple of days, and I really don't know how to help him. So, I'm like, if anybody has any advice, like now is like the time to.
It's really hard to say anything like being from out here. Like, yeah, whatever we tell you, it might screw everything up even worse. That's the
yeah, thing. But like to a degree, like you might at the very least give me an idea of how to solve a problem.
I would never do it. Like, if my friend's life is at risk, like you have to do what you.
It won't affect him. It won't affect him. You could walk down the street here and find a dead cat at the side of the road and literally be numb to it. There's a like Egypt is great in a lot of things, but there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. So here we're a little bit more numb to the whole situation. Plus Cairo now more like Upper Egypt is strict, but now it's become less strict with the new generation of parents because we've seen what strict does and it's not working. But there's still a small part, like 20%, that's incredibly strict. Then you have Lower Egypt, which is Cairo, Alexandria, those parts. They're a lot less strict because they're trying to mimic what America's doing, what Britain is doing. They're trying to bring the Western culture into Egypt, but they're understanding it all wrong because they haven't actually been around Western people. They sometimes take it too far. Like, for example, we have a problem with drugs in Cairo, party scene. And the thing is, if you in America, if you overdose, if a white girl overdoses, it's all over the news. Here, every person is anybody but white. The only time you see something in the news is if, like, actually, yeah, here, it's also like if a white Western girl or someone who's not from Egypt overdoses here, it hits the news. Like, but here, it's like if someone dies, if someone, it won't like phase anyone. People are so used to shit like this happening that's just, yeah, we're partying, we're doing the whole American thing, but. Like some people take it way too far.
Oof.
Damn son.
God damn it, America.
Yeah. The title of this part, just put it on Patreon. Big Rig Goes Dark.
Big Rig Goes Dark.
Maybe I should start
that
a mafia.
Sounds like a porn, dude.
I'm editing this.
the Egyptian mafia.
We don't have games.
Big Rig Goes Dark. Bound, bound, bound. All
right, so
on Vision Paradox at 8 a.m.
after hours.
Okay, let's pass the ball off to Rosie.
Oh, you want me to lighten it up? All right, here you go.
What does Emery say every time? Rosario.
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 He says it wrong every time. He doesn't say it wrong. He says it with a different accent.
Yeah.
Rosario. What country is that?
Italian?
Rosario.
I want to hear like the original accent.
The original accent.
Rosario?
Yeah.
Rosario?
Yeah. Do you know?
Rosario with a Z?
Yes.
Z? I'm like, no, it's an S.
Oh, whoops.
Oh.
It's with an S. Rosario.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, your name is pretty common here. That's why I wanted to hear it.
Oh, yeah. It's not super common over here, but when I do hear it, I'm like,
oh, like, my people.
My people. My people. No, but yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to explain to me the endless optimism you have. Like, I want that. I want to be smiling all the time. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I do that.
You smile so much, like it makes me feel better about myself. It's like, she has to be happy for a reason. I should be happy too.
She still has good knees.
Yeah, man. Man. I just,
by the way, everybody's invited to my mafia.
Hey. Yeah. Protection.
Protection.
Protection. Yeah, I there's always something to be happy about, man. Like when I'm grateful for this year. Year of the Sonic, bro.
Yeah. It is Year of the Sonic.
Like, there's a lot of things I'm grateful for, but like I'm just so glad I got to see Sonic just get its fire back, and I'm just, it's so cool to see.
Like, Rebecca came to rehearsal with Shadow doing the middle finger.
Oh my god. Of course. Yo, I just
weren't you and Becca drawing Sonic at the party on Halloween?
Oh yeah, we were at Jamie's Halloween party and we were all sketching on Jamie's mirror and we were just drawing nothing but Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails.
What else is there to draw?
People were writing messages, like cute Halloween messages, and then like Emery and like
he was like, hey,
just like Sonic. Tails.
It's because what else are you gonna put on there? No, yeah, grateful. I don't know. It's so exciting to just see everyone like spark up. And I'll never forget like being in the theaters. All the grown adults were all like, yeah, like little kids again. It was, I love those moments, those wholesome moments. Like, the biggest win of the year. Oh, man. There's a lot of wins, but the biggest, I have to say, I finished Sonic Frontiers today. Oh,
wow.
Dude.
Dude, I saw the clip, the spoiler clip of just
Tails. Oh, the Sonic. Tails. Oh, my baby boy.
That threw me off. I was like, baby what? Boy.
Does that mean he's going to have his own solo game?
I will buy that 15 times over.
I feel like they are.
My baby boy.
See, and that's the thing. I paid so much attention to the game where I'm just like, you're dropping hints for something. I know you are. And Tails hit me with that, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's right, he's getting older too. And I'm just like, eh. I'm just excited.
Cinnamon roll.
Yeah. And then we're getting excited for Sonic Prime on Netflix.
Yeah, it comes out next month, right?
Yeah.
So we're not far off with Sonic. There's not too much of a distance. Christmas lesson of the year. Yeah, there's a bunch. I say lesson of the year. Dang, lesson of the year? That's tough. It's tough to just put the whole year into just one little sentence. I guess the lesson of the year is, I really have to think about this. I don't know, lesson, because I'm trying to think of all the months that have gone by. I guess that's the lesson of the year. Just take every moment in and don't take it for granted, because I think oftentimes, like, I see it, especially like around like friends that I knew and a lot of stuff where they want to like go. And I feel like there's just certain moments where you're just like, man, this is nice. Because like for me, I'm the type of person that like I get emotional if I see other people happy. Like I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're happy. Just, I'm happy for them too. Yeah.
You're
like
such an empath.
No, I like seeing it. I had a moment. It was the most random moment. We had just finished performing our last night on Collaboratoria on CSUN. And then I was seeing all the students backstage behind the curtain. They're like, yeah, we did it. And we danced. And I was just there like, like, I was like, dude, let me get out of here.
I'm
not. Oh, gosh. I'm just like, I just love to see it because then I feel like I'm seeing their moments that they're going to think back on later in life. So I'm seeing it. I'm just like, yo, you're gonna think about this again. Oh. So I love that. So yeah, take in every moment, no matter how small it may seem. But yeah, what are you excited about the week? There's a lot going on this week. My sister's birthday coming up this week. So she's not here. No, yeah. So we're preparing her birthday and she loves Toy Story. So we're secretly gonna just decorate my brother's place, all Toy Story. So, and give her a Toy Story cake.
Nice.
Yeah, she's excited.
My mom did that with Pokemon when I was a kid.
No.
Like, if I can't beat you, I'm joining you. And she did like this amazing setup.
Love that.
That's cute.
I love theming birthdays. You're like, yeah, I know you like this. It's exciting. Because then she only thinks that we're going to take her out to Disney the day before. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, 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 no. We're going off. We're going off. Hey.
Oh, yeah, throw toys at you.
Woody! Oh! Buzz! Well, yeah, super excited about that. Pretty busy week. What did you complete last week? Bunch of reaction videos. Lots of reaction videos. Bunch of more reaction videos. What am I working on? More reaction videos.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. The K-pop doesn't stop. And then I get puzzled. So I'm like, wait, didn't I just schedule 17? And I was like, oh, I did. It was a different song.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica, one of my patrons who friggin' requested so many of those. Shouts out to her. She wanted to meet Temper Tantrum.
Veronica.
She wanted to meet Temper Tantrum. She wanted to, like, yeah, she was going to come into LA. There's a 17. I was having a show in August, and she wanted to have a birthday dinner with us.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Dang. So like
that's a huge one.
That is.
So like she couldn't because she tested positive for COVID, so she couldn't fly. She didn't get to go.
Dang.
Please tell me you like send her like a video message from all of you guys.
You should.
Totally Hello? Do that. Totally do that. We're gonna do that.
Did I say something? Did I say something cheesy again?
Next,
is something wrong.
Film it.
No, you said the right thing.
I'm looking,
yeah,
I'm looking at the right thing. And I'm like,
you said the right thing that we didn't do.
Yeah, you said the right thing that we didn't do. I didn't think of. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
That sucks. Moves on.
No, she didn't get to go. I thought she just went.
Still, like, even if you send it now, like, even hey, we're a little late, but still, I think she'd appreciate it.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do
you
that.
Can,
we'll...
dude, you've become famous.
Yeah, just she's a huge supporter. So
that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Veronica. Rose for all the 17
so
stuff.
17 a schedule.
Oh, so much schedule. But no, it's fine. I'm just, you know, two videos every day.
Just go with it.
Yeah, lots of videos download. I'm running out of storage.
But I want to ask another thing, but I'm afraid that you're going to hate me for.
What is it?
Did you at least like give her like a happy birthday shout out in one of the videos or like just?
Oh no, we, did you say happy birthday? I think we said happy birthday during the stream.
Yes.
Oh yeah, because that's cool.
Yeah.
Because that's
most of the time, like when we're all that's when she brought it up, which was like during the stream, not going to be able to go.
Because
I was already like trying to get people from Temper Tantrum. To come to coordinate how to have a dinner with her, and maybe I don't know. I think she's of drinking age, so we're all gonna go to a bar after just to all hang out.
I think she's
yeah.
Oh,
so it didn't happen. So, and I don't know because if they're gonna hang out with us, I'd like to
make it
congruent to what they see online because you know, when they see like you know, when you meet the person and then you meet them and like different from you, so it's like, oh, this fucker is. A disappointment.
Wow. Like, wow.
Emerald reacts to Veronica. Oh, what the fuck? I'm
Emerald reacts.
Celebrity mindset.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's real. Anyways. Thanks, Veronica. Veronica Vaughn. Sorry, I had to say that.
Yes!
I had to say that.
Every time you said thanks Veronica with the sad voice, you make me remember of the blue girl on Inside Out.
Oh,
oh my god.
Sadness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Veronica. Thanks, Veronica. I'm just gonna lay down here. You know, this is such a disappointment. No.
I love that movie. Bing Bong. R.I.P. Sorry, no spoiler. Spoiler, right?
Maybe juggle my wine.
What are your... Oh, I already answered that. What's getting in the way of completing your task? Well, it was Sonic Frontier. It was. No, it is.
I
beat it, but now I'm just working on completing it all. Just all the collections. I love the satisfaction of 100%. Just...
Oh, you're a completionist.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
That's nice. I'm excited.
I was a completionist.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. You guys got to play it. It's so fun. What are
Next told you, I flipped a coin 4 times this past weekend. All times said no to getting Sonic Frontiers. It was heads to get it.
Black Friday.
Heads to get it, tails not to get it. All 4 times, tails.
But then I was like, but tails is in Sonic.
So therefore the universe is telling me to get it.
You know? I'm just saying. It's good stuff.
I might get it as a Christmas present. Yeah.
That's great.
Damn it! No! Don't do it.
You got me 2K23. I'll get you 2K23.
Oh my
god. So you can play it and so I can watch you and be entertained.
Yeah, I like watching people play video games. I watched all of the God of War stuff.
Yes, like, me too. I watched
Jacksepticeye. Yes.
Like, yes. I went back in time and watched it from the first game.
Did you guys?
Oh, you're amazing.
Yes,
you
were watching ma'am.
I skipped a lot of the gameplay.
We need to do a podcast on this.
We do. We really do.
Yeah.
Wait, I've not played. I've not watched
War.
Or played
just
it yet.
God of War,
to be not
I played the
play
first
yet.
God of War on the day of my prom, my senior prom.
I mean, I got to work with Corey, the director of God of War for Tomb Raider. So that's a good list I got to
nice.
Work.
You are lucky.
So it was very scary because it was like my first like technical director job, and then him just overlooking everything I'm doing. I'm like, God of War.
Do you guys see the new? They opened skins for the last game. So there's a Rick and Morty skin, and it is hilarious.
Wow.
It is hilarious. Gosh. And there's also a Simpsons skin where Homer and Bart
are not.
And Homer and Lisa, which was
amazing
perfection.
Thank you.
No, and they changed. They changed the dialogue. Like, it's not just the skins. They changed the whole dialogue. Like, you're literally battling a Greek god in, like, Homer's body. And he's like, he's looking at Bart and like, why you look?
Damn. Whoa. Thank you, internet.
I need to send you guys this stuff.
Yeah, that's a really great game. Very, could be. I love Sonic Frontiers, but that game could be Game of the Year again.
God of War.
Ragnarok?
Yeah.
I think so. Like,
I think so.
It is the game of the year.
My friend
graphics on it are a whole other level.
My friend's one of the level designers for it, and he seeing his he's been part of the God of War team forever. But yeah, I always saw it because on my feed he always shares like the level designs and the stuff he does, like after the fact, obviously NDA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so good because they let out the behind the scenes, and I just took in that behind the scene videos, and I was like, oh, Bear McCreary is that his name, the composer of the music. This dude's a genius. Oh my gosh, with music.
Rosie, you played the Last God of War Ragnarok, right?
I didn't play it. I watched it.
Okay, you watched it. You at the very least know the first fight between him and that weird Greek god.
Balder.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Simpsons, it's Homer versus Ned.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
I am sending the link now. This is probably like the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
I love how people take the time to do this. It's beautiful. Yeah, that's a great game. Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, not done. What are some funding alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with? Okay. I think there's a couple ways so you can do this. One way, immediately, just play some video games like Call of Duty, 1v1
someone. Smash Bros.
Or Smash Bros. Yeah, I was going to say Smash Bros. Or if you want it, because you know how like there's, let's say you're going through a war and stuff like that. So wars are like take a long time. I was thinking the first person that beats Elden Ring. Oh! Same thing. Kind of the same thing.
Bring your essentially like you have a fucking esports team, yeah.
You know?
That's actually plausible. Like in like they're working on some weird stuff like lately on the whole like SAO thing, like trying to put human consciousness in a game.
Yeah.
So like that's plausible in the future, like people going to war but in video games.
Absolute.
Yeah, because yeah, that's what's happening with the new season of SAO right now.
There's another new season. Oh my god!
Seriously,
god damn it,
y'all!
What the? It's like now, SEO and Fate. They are my least two favorite animes now. Like seriously, the first season of SEO was like awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, and the same with like Fate Zero and Fate the one that the reboot of the original. I just can't remember what it's called. Those three are amazing. The graphics, the whole Excalibur thing, the Berserker thing. Absolute gold, but then you have to cheapen it.
Yeah.
The fights in like Fate are freaking amazing. Like historical, like Alexander the Great versus King Arthur, a female version of King Arthur.
Oh,
imagine like just go search, just please. Like I will send you another video.
Oh my god,
I'm sending a lot of videos. But, so,
okay. All right. So, Camilo.
Camilo. Camilo.
Okay.
Camilo.
Shoot. This was like a fucking long year, bro. What am I grateful for? A lot of things. My relationship is going better than ever.
Yay.
That's always like rewarding. And yeah. I'm thankful for that, grateful for that, and the fact that being able to juggle with a lot of stuff and like keep it going, because the thesis plus editing plus working, like it's a fucking pain in the ass. And yet I'm doing a little bit better every day, and that's part of my biggest win. I got a lot of wins this year. Some I planned for, and some others like just came to me. Some wins of this year were like the consequences of having a good like mental state and a good process on doing my stuff. And I don't know, it's kind of rewarding. The biggest lesson of the year, I didn't know how to put it in words, and when I went to the bathroom a little bit ago, like I just saw a TikTok that explains it. Like it says, "No one will ever know the violence it took to be this gentle today." Yeah, that reflects a lot of my year, because I had to take a lot of shit from a lot of people, and. Yeah, I kept my head up and tried to resolve like most of it with gusto, with style and trying to
peacefully.
Yeah, trying to fix stuff and not just like, I don't know, payback. What I'm excited about.
Break your arms.
Yeah. What am I excited about this week? I don't know. I think this week I will be able to start my first keyboard case in plastic. I've been having problems getting the materials, because it's all like it's dollarized, but at a higher price than dollar should be. And it's getting harder to get materials. What did I complete last week? A couple videos and not much else. What am I working on? I'm finishing the video I will have to not sleep tonight because I have to go to the hospital tomorrow very early. And yeah. Because my, how the fuck do you call this? My wisdom tooth is growing out.
Oh.
And it hurts like shit. And yeah, my healthcare, it's pretty shitty.
Running out?
Yeah. And so I have to be very early, like just when it opens, because it's like for, you can't, yeah. The one who gets there first goes first. Yeah.
Mm.
I went like 3 times last week. And yeah, it's still here. So not very happy about that. On the way, actually nothing. I will push very hard this week. And then I have to push this week and next week very, very hard. But then I'll have holidays for the first time in like 3 years. So yeah, I'm not saying
that. Hopefully for this break, none of you guys get sick.
Oh my god.
I already got sick.
Don't change.
I already got sick. I went through it.
Yeah, like all of us got sick. I'm like, all right, how was your break? Sick.
Yeah. It was like, how was your birthday? I was fine. And then like sick.
Oh god. Oh god, the puns. It hurts. It physically hurts.
It's like, Emra, how was your visit to Max?
Sick.
That's funny because last year, like, I got sick too from my girlfriend. So yeah, the problem is having a girlfriend, bro. Like you have to be alone for the rest of your life in order to be healthy.
So I gotta get.
Are you talking to me?
I feel like
he's talking to me.
Bro, that's why Rick keeps surviving the Deadpool. Like,
oh my god!
All of us that are in relationships.
okay. Lauren had COVID.
And okay, I was gonna say this. I was
tight, and you had.
I was gonna say this like after. Yeah, but yeah, I survived, didn't I?
Yeah.
But did
you die? Gunfire, and this physically hurts.
That touched bullets to the heart.
Gosh.
You can't dodge these bullets. They're verbal.
If you can dodge a bullet, you can dodge a ball.
What? Listen, like the video you sent on the group chat, like you guys dance very similar to what we dance like here. So if you come to Argentina,
yeah, most African,
you're foreign. You have
Spanish.
You're cool looking. You will have a porn stash. And you can throw like the secret steps of the dance.
I have a goatee. I do not look good in a mustache, okay? I spent a year with a mustache. I have pictures. I'm not gonna give you guys any. I'll show you maybe one of these days. But it was bad. Like my commanding officer wanted to pay me to shave it. That's how bad it was. But every month it was like a little bit more. When I but came I mean, the last like when I came just to give them my supplies, my commanding officer looked at me and he's like, who the fuck are you? It's me. That different. He's like, oh, if I known you looked this way, I would have shaved you when you were sleeping. really pissed him off.
That's breaking.
No. I mean, but it's the only thing I can. It's like you can't go full beard in the army. You can only go like the whole like to here, okay? Yeah. And like, what was I supposed to do? I wanted facial hair. I worked so hard to get this. Oh. I'm not kidding. There were creams and sprays and shit that I had to do to get this little facial hair.
If you want to really get a girlfriend, you can come here and we will play the Have You Met Rick?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
It's fun.
I did that to a friend of mine.
It's fun. It like the fact that your friend, like especially your friends who stutter in front of women.
Yeah.
it's like, I know you're gonna stutter, and I know this is gonna backfire horribly. But
I want to help you, not to fuck with you.
He's trying to hit a fight.
Yeah, I'm not a good person. Like I said, I believe in karma. And believe me, what's happening to me is completely justified.
What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war? I don't know. I want to say something really stupid. Like, do you know William Osman?
Yes.
Have you seen the last video?
Who?
The one for the power tools?
The old man? Who?
William Osman.
I don't know who that is.
Let me look it up.
I'm going to look him up. Okay.
Using power tools the wrong way?
Yeah. I will absolutely do that.
Like, we'll find it on the Google search.
Last week, I spent
the entire day using.
Okay. Okay, just give us like the summary. I feel like all of us are just watching it right now.
Yeah, well, you talk about it for the people listening.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. William Osman is like an engineer that's also a YouTuber, and he did like a drag race for power tools. So you have like a chainsaw running against...
This looks like, amazing.
We're looking at that right now.
Yeah.
Same.
And it's very dangerous and very funny. And
I'm muting that thing awesome. And like you're my commentary, dude. Right now.
I want to do it.
But this seems like it will go horribly wrong. Like this seems war. Like it will be.
What the hell? He just tried to cut copper wire with a freaking
meat cleaver.
This is amazing. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I would absolutely do that. Like, you need like a real brain test to make shit work in something that it's not supposed to work like that.
Yeah, but
this is so dangerous. Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, but you know what? It is much better than losing all those lives and dropping all those bombs. You know.
Okay, challenge accepted, Camilla. I have a lot of engineering.
Orbital drag race, let's go!
World War Paradox.
I have a lot of engineering.
Wow.
I have people that are in LA, people in NYU, people who went to MIT, people from here. We're doing this. We're doing a global.
Yeah, also, like, maybe the country who loses has to, like, fight the tools in the end. Like,
you have to fight the tools.
Oh my god, is it Chainsaw Man?
Yeah.
Anime
is like,
this is
Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, kind of.
This is Chainsaw Man.
And winners get to touch.
Listen, that is the best motivation to do anything. Denji got it right.
By the way, what do winners get in our wars? Like we talked about, like if that's you lose, cool. What happens?
I mean, we did say like some people are just trying to take over land.
Yeah,
they essentially what do you call it? So they would get the land. They would have to.
Yeah, and the resources that come with it,
or whatever else.
Yeah. That's why, like we in South America are very like frightened about the possibility of a World War III. Because we have a lot of raw materials and lithium and petroleum. And it's fucking dangerous. And also like we don't have like a very good army. We are a third world country trying to survive. Like we don't have that much money to spend on weapons.
Damn.
Yeah, okay.
Max.
Me. One. Am I grateful for this year? A bunch of things. I'm here. We're out here. Also, we'll see, because like as a result of me being here, like I mean, I don't work out like every day, but I have been picking up like way healthier habits just from being with this guy.
We walk for 10 minutes after most meals.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Nice. I got back into running. I got both of you to blame for that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, biggest win of the year, again, I'm here. Biggest lesson of the year, I would say at first, don't be stupid. And then second would be patience. patience. Just that. What are you excited about this week? I don't know what's going on this week. I have an interview tomorrow.
Nice.
Again, it's the second interview for the same company that I did, that I had an interview for like last week. That's what I have going on this week. What did I complete last week? I wrote some MRTV copy. I scheduled the workshop posts for the upcoming workshops. Oh my God, that's pretty cool. Like, what else did I do? Oh, I scheduled that one guest post, the Black Friday one.
Oh, yeah.
Am I working on just copy and do a little bit more of the SVP edits on Descript and whatever else you got coming? Wasn't the way of getting of completing your tasks. I think I'm okay. It's just me. It's me. Hi. What are some fun and interesting alternatives to war that countries could settle their differences with? Because, I mean, a dance battle was already taken, obviously. I was going to say, like, a game of, like, a 4-week-long D&D campaign or a game of Settlers of Catan.
Oh, my God.
Or Monopoly.
Yo.
Monopoly. I really have to do a D&D game. I've never played. And
yo. Like I'm missing out. Okay. We got to play D&D.
Yeah.
I do not want to DM because I'm not creative enough.
I mean, there's two things that I definitely would like to do: a temper tantrum versus D&D. Joey already has friends down for that, but
good.
We do have your friends that can kind of do this online version with us for a short campaign, and we can be, can we guess their campaign, or we have to create a new campaign?
We can do a campaign that already exists within like the D&D lore, or I can just steal one of Dave's campaigns.
I mean, we just have to be short because that'd be like,
yeah, we can do a one-off podcast. Yeah, we can do a one-off and the objective is like simple or whatever.
Okay.
You can actually purchase one-offs like online, like are already there, and like all the, like there's DM notes already there. Like, okay. It's good.
Okay.
So I don't have to think about it too much.
Okay. All right. I guess we have something that we can do over the break if you guys are down.
I got it.
Yeah.
I have two sets of dice over here right now, and I
can
use it.
Okay. Anything else? I mean, I think this has been what, an hour and a half podcast. I think it's been a good one. So, anything else you guys want to share before we sign off for the rest of the year?
I want to ask, like, what do you guys think I can add to make my background a little bit better?
Red lights,
Panic.
Yeah, an accent light.
Lights.
I just ordered lights. The LED good. Lights.
Yeah, the LED lights.
And
the
candles.
It sounds traffic.
Big rug. Candles and like a lace curtain.
A swing. That kind of swing.
This is turning down.
It's a dungeon.
Wait, the LED.
My house is not a...
And also like a mirror, but in the roof.
I have that at my house.
Hey,
let's go.
What I saw it on 2.5 Ben. I was curious why he had a mirror on his ceiling, and I put one. I finally understood.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Honestly, yes,
they're pretty cool.
What was that, Rosie? You had your hand up.
Oh yeah. The viewers are listening. Sonic Boom 2 is still out for purchase. So you can make
it now. Do it now.
Today. I'm not
saying. What do you guys think?
It's good.
Everybody watch Chainsaw.
What
do you guys
think? What was
it? No, my headphones. Give me a sec.
Oh, okay.
And also, like, thanks, Veronica.
Thanks Veronica. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Veronica.
Thanks, Veronica.
You did the requests, and I do the uploads. And I want to thank you because I love you.
Thanks, Veronica.
Hey, Veronica. Happy late birthday, Veronica.
She's made it across multiple forms for us. Okay. All right. That's it. I mean, last meeting of the year. Essentially, you guys. The stuff ends, the end of the week? When I do upload stuff, you'll probably get automatic notifications. I'll probably take that off because it's automation. I don't want to try to fix that. But yeah, enjoy the rest of the week, the year. Stay healthy. enjoy your time with the family. Enjoy Christmas. Enjoy the new year. Enjoy hanging out with everyone. And don't get too bored. And be safe. Yeah, I'll see you guys later. I'll see you guys next year.
Yeehaw.
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.